Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Take Two Radio. We are pleased to bring you interviews with people in the entertainment and music industry, discussions and recaps of the four remaining daytime soaps, that's The Bold and the Beautiful, The Young and the Restless, General Hospital, and Days of Our Lives, as well as various other shows. For upcoming and previous shows, check take2radio.com, that's with the number 2, and you can find us on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and other streaming apps. Follow us on social media at Take Two Radio, and thanks for listening.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is David from Take Two Radio Soaps and Review, your fill-in host for Pam, who is under the weather. And with me, I have my friend Anthony.
Hey.
And Candace is on her way. She's coming soon. Ashley is traveling to see her family, and we will miss her. We will miss her tonight.
Absolutely. Thanksgiving week. Hopefully she is having a wonderful time with her family. Shout out, Ash Girl. We know you're listening. I do not want to get into the news until Candace gets here, because I am sure she's got a few things to say. David, I did not give the opportunity in the pre-moments before we came on air to give you the heads up. Please keep watch to the phones. We may have a surprise tonight. That musicality that I shared with you today, we may have a call in. So that would be after 7:30.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about, the music I sent you today? All right.
Yes. I didn't listen to all of it yet, but I did hear it. I like the sound. I do like her sound.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. So, you know, the the soap world has been eagerly anticipating the premiere of The Gates at the end of January. And I just heard something very, very, very interesting. Apparently CBS apparently CBS is going to devote a primetime hour special, leading into The Gates, highlighting the production team, you know, the lead actor and actresses, kind of giving a taste. So I believe that is going to be on the Thursday, before, you know, the week before the premiere. So I am excited about that. They are putting it together as we speak. So that should be very interesting.
I look forward to that.
Insiders who have seen cuts of the first couple of scenes, episodes that have already been filmed, are saying it looks very glamorous. It is very, it is very tight, the production. We're in for some quality production when The Gates premieres, and I am all for it.
Oh,
all right, you know
I
what?
I cannot wait.
I guess we will get started, and Candace can jump in when she gets here. You saw the big news.
Yes.
Chad is not going
Chad
to continue gone. Playing going playing Michael. I heard a rumor, and this is just this. This is not one of my behind the scenes folks from the show, itself. I heard a rumor that he is in a pilot that is being picked up for the summer season, and that they have to go and film more episodes. You know, there's some, including ABC, some networks put out a few summer shows to keep viewer interest up. And it is
right.
within the realm of possibility that this rumor may be true. He may have, you know, done a pilot that they decided. And if that is the case, they would probably start shooting in February to be ready for the summer season. I personally, you know, wonder, they've given the time to other folks to go do side projects. We always have Robert, who has stepped in twice before to play short stints when Chad was unavailable for whatever reason. So,
right.
you know, they could have continued the storyline. You know, we've heard a lot of talks about folks and the, you know, the cuts that were big folks were asked to make. So what do you think, David?
I don't know. From what I heard there are no plans to recast.
Yeah.
What did you, do you hear anything else to that?
No, nothing else to that. You know, Frank himself put it out there on socials that there's no plan to recast.
Yeah.
So I would pretty much think that that's the truth. But, you know, if an actor needed time off to film, you know, some episodes, in the past, you know, I can't say that they've done it with everybody, but they have done that in the past. And with a pivotal character like Michael Corentos, you know, Quartermain, you would think that they would work around it. Especially, you know, you never know what a pilot is going to do. You know, it is what it is. If they ordered 12 or 13 episodes, you know, anything can happen. We've seen shows canceled after three episodes aired. So I tend to think it is more along the lines of backstage drama. It may have to do with money.
He may need some money? Extra?
Well, he just had a baby.
He just had a son last year.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be giving up my 5 day a week gig unless I thought that there was something.
I'm trying to think something else is if there was something else he's going to.
That's why I tend to think that the pilot rumor might be true. Yeah, but that's a hedge bet to make.
And my other thing is if it is his decision, then I don't think it's part of the budget cuts.
Well, he just may not be happy with. So, okay, so, you know, behind the scenes, you know, we've all heard this.
Okay. Yeah.
Some of the actors were asked to take a different level of pay cut than others. And, you know, so there may be a, you know, I was asked to take more than these people and I've been here longer or whatever it may be. There may be some of that behind the scenes. You know, he's not known for, you know, in relationships, we've seen the hot-headedness and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know him as a person. I've actually never met. You know, and I've met most of the cast at this point. I've never met him, but he's you know, he's not known for being very personable in his public appearances.
He doesn't,
you know,
doesn't come out and do many interviews.
And former partners have said that he has a selfish nature, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, of course the rumors are going to continue to fly. Either way, you know, we wish him the best. You know, him and his family. And if it is a pilot season, I will definitely be tuning in. A pilot situation, I should say. I will definitely be tuning in to see what he does. And I wonder how they're going to write this character out. Quite honestly, I'm really not ready for another death, you know, of a core character like that. So, you know, hopefully.
I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Frank says he's got big plans for Michael's family, and I think it's going to take him through the new years.
Yes, he's going to air through the new year,
now
somewhere mid-July.
Now, my guess is if he came out this weekend and said that, then my guess is that he'd finished taping.
I believe so, and that fits the timeline. He would last air mid-January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the only time they do come out. Sometimes they come out after they last air, and sometimes they come out after they last tape.
Well, you know, in this day and age, you know, how many times do we get news because people are watching cars coming and going and who's going in and out of the studio, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So, you know, and especially with all that's been happening with General Hospital, there's been press there, you know, most of the time. So I guess, you know, it might have been a preemptive hit kind of thing.
Hmm.
We will have to see it out. All right.
I will miss him, but I am excited for him. I haven't rooted for Michael in a long time, and I'm rooting for him now.
You know, the last time I really remember rooting for him was, what was her name? Oh, my God. I hate getting older. Patrick, you know, our nurse. What was her name? Teresa was her name in real life.
I lost her.
Oh, no.
Okay, keep going.
My brain
Did
is
I
frying.
Her out?
For Hold those on. Of you out in, out in yeah. Picture Radio Land, please bear with us while we get our ducks all in a row.
We're trying to get our ducks in a row. Thank you.
Yeah. Sabrina, oh my God, it's finally, thank you.
Sabrina.
You know, the last time I really was rooting for Michael was you know, Michael-Sabrina time. A little bit with Willow and the cancer and all that, but the last time I was really invested in a Michael storyline was Michael and Sabrina. Candy.
There you are.
Hey.
Hi, Candy. Hey,
girl.
I am here.
We're talking about Chad.
Oh,
we're vamping
Chad.
It out. It's you're up, Chad. Go on.
Oh, Chad. Oh, Kenny. You just had to make our weekend more fun, huh? It was a slow news weekend now all of a sudden. You know, I'm going to say this. I'm kind of surprised, but I'm not. Let me just say this. I'm going to be like I posted, Chad, when one door closes, don't look back at it with regret. Because, baby, you did grow up on the show. You got an
yep.
Emmy for your performance. And you did become a lead actor. They were grooming you for that. Because I've known you since Disney Channel when you were on Wizards of Waverly Place, honey.
Yeah.
I found that out about him after he joined.
Yeah, so I can honestly say that. And like I said, when one door closes, you don't look back with regrets. And when you go forward, you go with a lot of hope and opportunity. And look, I know in real life, you know, you did lose your dad. Like, I know that probably played a part of this. And you're a new dad yourself. So,
yeah.
I know that this isn't a goodbye. Like, you know, this is see you later down the street, probably at the grocery store somewhere, probably at a Target. But I am going to miss you. I do agree. Like, some of his performance, like, again, he's grown as an actor. I'm going to say this. I wish that they would have done more with Michael, because I always said Michael should have been the Philip or Alan Michael Spaulding of Port Charles.
Yep.
I feel as though, like, some of his parents, I used to always say Michael is the guy of death. Because every turn that he had, literally up. Well, Willow did, I mean, she almost died. So, you know what, Michael, that's not a good, you know what, Chad, we're going to pretend that I didn't say that. But I'm gonna miss you. But, again, I'm going to say it, for a certain amount of time, they really didn't know the direction of where Michael was going to go at. And it is unfortunate that now we're starting to get a little bit of a shady Michael a little bit. But you know, like I said, when one door, like, this isn't a goodbye. We'll see you later. We'll see you down the street. See you.
Yeah, and Anthony, I don't know if Candace heard you, but what, can you go over the deal, what you thought was going on?
So, Candace, I actually, again, not from anybody that's an credible inside source, but I've heard rumor from two different sources that he was in a pilot that's being picked up for a summer run so that they now have to produce a bunch of episodes, which, you know, I was kind of saying, like, okay, they've worked with others in the past, so I don't know if this is a credible rumor or not. And also, you know, if that's the case, we do have Robert, who, you know, who has stepped in a few. So it could have been worked out to keep the character, you know, even send him away for a couple. You know, he's so devastated by his marriage. He needs to go on a Jason-like, go find himself tour. Maybe he puts on a leather jacket and borrows Jason's motorcycle. But, you know, if that is the case, he is a new father. He's got a family. You know, how many times do you give up that chance to go try your pilot, to try your prime time?
Well,
you know what I mean?
But like we just said, he's a new father, you know.
Yeah.
And I will say this is that I know people probably don't want to hear this, but, you know, all these actors that we see, first and foremost, thank you to all the actors who spend years giving themselves to us. At the same time, I also have to think, like, again, you know, he did lose his father, and he's a new father himself. Well, technically, I mean, the baby is almost, what, one?
Yeah, but he
wants to probably, I mean, here's the thing. He just might have just wanted to enjoy spending time with his child and watching him grow instead of missing time, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, because if you think about it, for the first 9 months or so, it's feeding, changing diapers, and trying to get as much sleep as you can get while they're asleep.
Right. I mean, because I, you know, obviously for those who know what I do in real life, I know that the first 4 years is very crucial for a parent, because they don't want to miss anything. And because of what's going on in the world today, you know, it's like I have to make a decision. If you're able to do it, go for it. But I do feel as though that's probably the top priority. Now, I will say this. When the news came out on Saturday, Robert's name was trending on Twitter. Garrett's name was, but then Frank came out and said there's no plans to recast at this time, but hey, you never know in daytime. I'm going to say this. I'm noticing a trend here. I'm noticing a trend on some of these soaps. I'm not mad at it. Look, here we all know we're about to close out this year. We're closing out 2024, and we'll be going into a new year.
Yep.
It is okay for some of these soaps to go ahead and hold the characters up and let the reset begin. Because sometimes you do kind of, I don't want to say run out of ideas, because that's not what it is. It's just right now some of these shows are doing a reset. They're doing a reset, and they're taking a hard look at, okay, what characters can still pop? What characters need some well-tuning? What characters need to, as the words of NSYNC, bye, bye, bye. What characters need to come on back, you know. So that's why I think right now, because, you know, with Michael, I mean, it is unfortunate because it is in the thick of the storyline with Drew, Willow, and Michael. And the way that they're saying it is beginning of January. So you really got to think about it, folks. We've only got three episodes. I mean, as of today now, two episodes of General Hospital, because Thursday is Thanksgiving, Friday is the encore presentation. Then you go into, you know, next month. Then next thing you know, Merry Christmas from General Hospital. And then Happy New Year. And then it's his final, because we don't know his final air date yet. But we do know it's coming. So judging by what was said. So, again, Ted, I wish you nothing but the best. I know I'm going to see you somewhere else, whether it's in daytime, prime time, in between time, digital or audio. I know that you're going to continue to shine no matter what. If I have to see you a year from now because you're a child, go for it. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. Enjoy being a father and have fun.
All right. So, Candace, you got any other news?
14 weeks until Beyond the Gate. No, 13. Yeah, 13 weeks until Beyond the Gate on CBS Daytime. 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, 1 Central, only on CBS, the home of The Young and The Restless. And
I was telling David, we were vamping to get you, until you got here. I was telling David that, you know, I have spoken to a few people that have seen scenes that, and we are looking at some hot quality, you know, in the production, in the writing, in the, you know, in the throwdown, appeals, effects, the whole nine yards. We are looking at some quality material coming out of
right
the gates.
I'm going to tell you right now, because I, you know, I may or may not know something. I'm the unofficial PR person, apparently. I'm going to say this. They're putting together a well-oiled show. Okay? And the thing is, and I want everybody to understand this, it is going to take a while for them to really find their footing. Okay? Because, again, we did not think we would have another daytime soap. The fact is that, yeah, in some markets, this show is going up against General Hospital.
Yep.
They also don't want to take away what the CBS brand is, if that makes sense. CBS brand is family-oriented, okay, because you have the Bell shows, and you're going to have a Procter & Gamble. My God, we're going to have a Procter & Gamble show. I'm sorry. But know that the people who's behind the scenes, you guys know their names. You know what they can bring to the table. We're not going to act like this is brand new or anything. When I say brand new, that they
yes,
don't
but
know
Candace,
what they're doing.
Candace, I'm going to jump in here for a minute because you're forgetting the, you know, the Dream Team. They did get the nod from CBS that, you know, yes, we understand what the network is, but if you want a soap opera that's going to work, it's going to have to be a soap opera that's flash. There are going to be some stuff that we're going to do that pushes the edge of what CBS is known for. And CBS nodded their heads and said, yes, absolutely. So
Let me just kind of back this up. When I say the brand is that, again, you have, I'm not, and this is not a dig to ABC or to NBC/Peacock. CBS brand has always been, whether you like it or not to hear this, loyalty.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing is that, again, how many of us can say, if you're a CBS fan, you grew up with your grandmother, great-grandmother, or somebody from The Price is Right, until after this has been gone, like, this furniture provided by, da-da-da. You are a true, like, that's the thing, is that, again, and CBS has kind of shown their loyalty because, not for nothing, they had the most soaps on their network. And they will be the only network to have more than just one soap. I'm not counting, like, now on Peacock, you do have the option of The Bay. You do have, you know, like, and of course, Days of Our Lives. But technically speaking, they're the streaming. They're a streaming distributor. But this is going to be very interesting because, like I said, I've heard. I mean, y'all do not know what's coming.
But Candace, you know what? I'm going to do it, girl. I'm on it. I am riding on that big pink elephant, and it is coming right into the center ring. You ready? I'm going to say it. When you look at the CBS outline of the entire platform of CBS, there is very little non-homogeneous kind of programming on CBS.
I get you.
This is a program that is coming with a perspective straight out of, I use the pun, the gates. So, you know, there's a whole lot of ifs that are playing out in, you know, in the universe of the Gates and CBS, the relationship and what it's all going to be. CBS, I think, I don't have this as a fact from anyone, but looking at the way everything is played, I think they're hoping for the migration of fans that are looking for good soap to come and for fans that have been looking for a non-white, you know, oriented centralization to come to CBS. So I think that they are going to give the gates all that it, you know, all the space that it wants to do what it wants. I don't think we have to worry about it finding its footing. I think really they're set to go in a, you know, in a storyline and arcs of stuff that are going to take us through the first 6 months, no matter what.
I
think this has been very, very perfectly calculated, and I am betting it's going to work.
Oh, I'm definitely, I'm looking at it. I mean, obviously, yeah, it's going to work, but I'm going to just be the, you know, person that, you know, I don't want to be the person, but I'm going to have to be.
Yeah.
I think.
All right, I'm jumping off the elephant. Get on top of Candace. Get on up.
All right. Yay! Hi, everybody. Okay. I'm going to go there with all the people who are online. I'm going to call all, some of you guys out. I've seen people saying, we're going to stop watching General Hospital and give our devotion to Beyond the Gates. But if within week one this show doesn't give us what we want, we're not
going
to support it.
We're going right back.
No, they're not even going back to the gates. They're just not going to watch. Okay, so that's one set of people, right? Okay. Then,
oh, I'm mad at those people. I'm mad at those people.
So wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute, I got another one. Hold on, let me do this justice. Well, you know, if the gates doesn't give me what I want in episode one or episode two, I'm sorry. They can have whoever they want and everything. I'm just not going to give it a time of day because I need to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, put them aside. Then you
I'm
have
mad at them
some
too.
People.
Oh, I got a long list of mad now.
Then you have some people who are like, this is too much for me to get invested. Like, what do they think they're doing? Like, this and this and this. This no, I want a classic soap opera. Okay, let me do this right now. I'm now going to take over the elephant for 1 second. I'm going to stand on the trunk. I'm balancing myself up.
Girl, I'm throwing you the fire batons on top of
Oh, for real? Can I do the hula hoop?
Yeah, do the hula hoop and the fire batons.
Okay. I'm going to say this right now. Stop complaining about a show that you haven't even seen yet.
Yeah.
And just
thank
wait.
You.
I understand. Look, here's the thing. I get it. It's something new. I get it. When we get something, when we're teased with something new, we want. We want to know how it feels, how it's going to taste, how it's going to be looked. We know this. But this is what I'm going to say to the General Hospital fans who are saying this. I'm going to tell you right now. I get why you're saying it. I do, because right now you feel as though, and this is dope for all the soaps. We're just going to do it. I understand that with all the soaps right now, the four soaps right now, it's not giving what you want. It's not giving what you need to, like, be, like, kind of just, like, you're still watching, but some of you guys aren't interested, if that makes sense. You're not, like, okay, I'm watching, but I don't feel anything. I don't feel like this is a new storyline. How many times can I see, you know, Adam, you know, go up against Billy or Nick? How many times do I have to hear Hope and Steffi whining about the Logan Force of Feud? How many times or days of our lives I have to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G? How many times is General Hospital going to keep rubbing it in my face that da-da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? I want something new. Okay, you're going to have to wait till February to get something new. But what we're not going to do is, and I get it, everybody has expectations for this show. Trust and believe, we do too. But guess what? We're going to wait February 24th for me, 2 p.m., and I'm going to watch. But here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to judge it the first week. I'm not judging it the second week. I know for a fact that I'm going to have to wait 6 months to where I can finally say, and maybe even before that, where I can finally say, you know what, this ain't working, but I'm still going to watch. I'm still going to support. Because I'm going to tell you something. So all those people who are saying, well, if Beyond the Gates does well, this show is going to be canceled. Let me tell you a little story. Let Aunt Candy tell you a story.
First tell us a story, Aunt Candace.
Okay. Michelle Von Jean already told all of y'all on Twitter. This is not a competition. But I'm going to say this. It is kind of a competition because, again, we have taste. We have options. We have now another plate of goody-goodies, right? But at the same time, you guys who want all these shows to be canceled, as somebody who lived through Another World, Sunset, Passion, Port Charles, As the World Turns, Dying Light, All My Children, and One Life to Live, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want none of these damn soaps to be canceled. Because if one of these soaps gets canceled, I'm sorry, I know some of y'all probably don't want to hear this, it will probably be a domino effect.
It will absolutely be a domino effect. It's not probably. It will absolutely be a domino effect.
I mean, here's the thing.
I got to piggyback on what you're saying here, Candace, for a minute.
Okay, let me get off the elephant.
You were talking about a five-day-a-week daily soap opera. So you cannot judge it in the first week. You cannot judge it in the third week. You cannot judge it in the second month. You have got to give it the time to build the structure of a five-day-a-week program. When you think about the way you watch Days of Our Lives, the way you watch The Young and the Restless, the way you watch General Hospital, and even Bold and the Beautiful, though I think Bold has a separate kind of audience on top of. But you watch this because you are friends or you hate. You desperately hate Ava on General Hospital, but you love hating her. It feeds something inside you to hate her and to be loving on whatever your girl is. If your girl is Carly, if your girl is Elizabeth, if your girl is Olivia, you know, da-da-da-da-da. You are loving that your crazy Aunt Tracy gives you everything, okay? So you don't have that in 2 weeks of any show. You know, when you look at a new TV drama coming on at night and you look at NBC's Law and Order Special Victims Unit, when you get, you can miss two seasons completely. But when you go back, you know, you'll Liv Benson and you know, your detective, you know, Ice, you know, you got that feeling because you have 25 years in it. So all of this malarkey about, you know, if it doesn't give me, think about the way you watch this and think about, all I can tell you, though, is honestly, from everything that I'm hearing, I can promise you, you are going to love it. You really are. So kind of relax and just let it happen. Candace.
Yeah.
Let's start with Days of Our Lives. I'm gonna let you fill everybody in and tear at our hearts a little bit. Candace, let's go to Salem.
Okay. So this past week on Days of Our Lives, something really bad happened. This is so emotional. I can't even bring myself up to talking about it, but the cast of Body and Soul was poisoned by cupcakes.
Oh my God!
Come on, girl.
I know.
Come on, spill it, girl. Spill it.
Take it home, Candace.
Allegedly, somebody brought some tainted cupcakes and got everybody sick. And they're on standby until further notice. Meanwhile, somebody seems to be the new lady whistleblower, and it ain't Leo. I don't know.
And it's not Leo.
Meanwhile, Leo has some loving in his life. Yeah, well, Harvey, I can't even say his name because I'm so choked up about the cupcake situation. Harvey, thank you. And then on top of that, oh, my God. Johnny said Joy's name. In his sleep, of all things. We don't want to know what kind of dreams he had, but apparently he had a dream about Joy. And Janelle was like, what the heck? And meantime...
the secrets that you keep, do when you're talking in your sleep. I hear you.
Hey, girl. In the meantime, Chad and Kat or as I now call them, Taggy Cat. Hashtag it. Call your friends. Let them know. They're trying to figure all this out. And at the same time, JJ does not like us at all. And at the same time, Gabby and JJ, you know, they're rekindling their romance. However, there's another couple that's rekindling romance, and that is Philip and Stephanie. And Alex is not having none of it. But also, mm-hmm. Alex and Joy kind of know each other's secret, too, Alex and Joy. But the real story, yeah. like I said, is the fact that the body of Soulcast got poisoned. And on top of that, because we haven't been here, Rafe and Jada, like, that's happening with the job careers. Rafe is feeling a certain type of way. Jada's feeling a certain type of way. I really don't care. And also, by the grace of the good soul of the Lord, amen, hallelujah, Sarah can walk. Well, yeah.
Yep.
Because of a
Sarah
formula, a magic formula. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 man.
I thought that was a dream for a minute when I saw it.
No,
but I guess
dream,
it's
the
real
dream,
thing.
The dream,
huh?
is, the dream is alive. The dream is alive. Yes. Yes. That's all I got. I tried to make it dramatic.
You did. I'm in a space where I can't quite fathom how two or three parts can be so mouth-wateringly good, and two or three parts can be so bad in the same universe. Like, David, are you there with me?
Yeah, I think I know where you're talking.
Okay, Chad baby.
Chad needs to come out of it.
You know, you know in the movie, the trope, it's the trope, where somebody will smack real hard and say, snap out of it. You know, you know one of the most famous would be Moonstruck with Cher. But it's been used all over the place. I kind of want to smack him right now and just be like, Chad, snap out of it. Sarah, I don't even, you know, I used to love Xander. And I still got, you know, the feels. I still got the feels for him, but Sarah's like kryptonite, man. Can I say that any differently? Candace, Sarah, you know, she saps all of the Xander out of Xander. I just kind of don't even care. Okay. So I have to say to Candace, we're going to have to agree to disagree, which happens rarely, but it happens with us. I absolutely love the cupcake, the whole thing. I was just like, okay, you went over the top. You know, you dragged us through all this. Okay, I'm loving this. Okay, this whole thing it's sickeningly, disgustingly like, yeah, it fills something inside me. Gianni? This is Days of Our Lives. I almost called you Gabe. Sorry, David. This is Gabe. This is Days of Our Lives. Okay. Gianni, I do have to say one thing. I hope your mama slap you upside the head and hit you up the back of the head with a wooden spoon. Because that's what happened in my family. That's how we got, how we got called to Jesus, so to speak. I hope Sammy come and smack you upside the head and then hit you with the wooden spoon. All right,
for cheese,
David, your turn.
Help.
For all of it. He is Sammy's son, and he, you know, look at his parents. No, you know, yeah, no. He needs a little bit of come to Jesus. All right, David, go ahead.
He is. Let me see. I find it all rather interesting. I have to agree with you. Chad's got to come out of it. He's got this part's got to end somehow. Other, I think
yeah.
it's dragging. It's dragging for me. I don't.
The thing is that she is not going to win us over that we want her to be the Abby replacement, and we're going to. It has happened in soap opera history. We know this. This character is not the one. It's not this time. Nope. Go ahead.
Not, Not to say, I mean, I guess my thinking is she and Mark, I think, handled this all wrong. But they didn't have a choice, but it's not working for us. I mean, I don't know if you can redeem her or if she's redeemable at this point. I mean, she's not a heroine. I don't see her as a heroine.
They didn't leave room for what I would call the extension piece for her to be connected to the canvas in some other way that would kind of save, Candace, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, they didn't leave room for that. So, you know, it's time to kind of cut the losses. I'm sorry, baby. We love you as an actress. Absolutely. But, you know, this just ain't working for us. And it's not working for a large number of us. And I think a significant, I'm going to cop to it. In the beginning, I said to myself, okay, if she was never really dead, and they give us at least something that I can kind of hang my hat on, I might be looking the whole time to make sure it don't fall off the wall. But if they give me something to put the hat on, I might be able to go with it. And then it went this way and it went that way. And it was like, no. Okay, no, there's nothing we can do with this. And that's really where I think a lot of people are.
And maybe if they veer off, if she veers off of Chad and starts her own thing, I don't know. You know, Kennedy's like a saving grace. So
yes, little Felicia.
Don't
you
think so, Ken?
Yeah. Yes.
I love her.
I adopted her. She's my little sister. I love her. Dave, please don't drop the ball with this one. She's a diamond in a rough. She's a diamond.
Yes, absolutely agree.
If they can rebuild like a relationship between Kat and Felicity, and I forgot. What's Mark's brother's name? Aaron. And just concentrate on that, maybe. You might have.
Well, and let's not forget that Chad does have two kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the way it's written right now, Chad doesn't have, you know, two babies at home to take care of.
Right.
We do have to remember this Days of Our Lives. Now, I got one more thing to say to Days of Our Lives, I disagree. You mentioned Stephanie. I think Stephanie has not been around. If you really think about it, Stephanie's been around for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
About, if you count.
Girlfriend.
If you count.
Honey,
they're
writing her as a Jezebel.
3 years?
It's about
yes,
3 years.
Yes.
And they're writing her as a Jezebel. You know, they need to give her, somebody to stick with. It's not working. That also for me is not working. Candace, do you agree? Like, is it time to kind of give her a personality that sticks so that she can kind of find someone? Because I feel like she changes personality for whoever she's kind of playing with.
They don't know how to write for her.
That's apparent.
I mean, that's before. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say this. The introduction she had on Beyond Salem was better than what I'm saying. And it's not a dig to the actors. It's literally the writing.
No, it's not.
It's literally the writing because I feel as though you don't. And I have to think about, you know, when the time she came in, you know, there was a core that left and then there was a new core. But the problem is that, and I'm going to be honest, this is kind of I'm going to lump it all in. I feel as though this is sort of a Sailor situation because to me I'm still trying to figure out like the writing for Kayla at times. Save, not a problem. But Taylor is a problem. And I feel as though it carries over to Stephanie and
yeah.
I'm not gonna, you know, like that's my whole thing. It's like, okay, Stephanie should be a boss right now. Like she should have some persona, like strong persona, especially after that horrible storyline with what was his name? Nick, but it wasn't Nick. With the guys, Everett and Bobby.
That to me
should have been her, like the way the character should have emerged from that a little bit.
Candace, let's be honest. Yeah. Right now, she should be the Sammy of that generation.
I wouldn't put her in that situation. I will meet you halfway. Okay. I feel as
but
though.
But wait. Think about it
maybe,
with the strength
Nicole,
of the actress playing Stephanie. Okay, you know what? Yes, absolutely. You know what? You are right. Better than the Sammy, I would go with you, the Nicole. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the problem is that, okay, look, this is crazy. I like Alex and Stephanie this go around, but I know that's too taboo because technically speaking, they are related. I don't care what you tell me, Dave. That boy was worried about some people. So
which one? Where are you going, Candace?
Well,
who's
I'm
related?
Just saying, like, Stephanie and Alex.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What I'm saying is like this, like with this go around with like with Stephanie, I do feel as though it's a persona problem. It is a writing problem. But I was also saying like I actually like Alex and Stephanie this go around. So now that she's involved with Philip again, I'm like, Lord Jesus, we're gonna do this again. Like, didn't we just do this?
Yep.
She was like the middle person or the, you know, like, I just don't know what they might need. And this, again, this is not a disrespect to the actors. It is a character problem. It's a writing problem. They might need to reset the character.
So I don't think might is the word there. I absolutely advocate that they reset the character at this point.
Right.
It is Kayla and Patch's daughter. So,
yeah.
You know, come on now. And it's
a
time
bit
to. Exactly. It's time to meld the either best and worst or the worst and worst with, you know, the angel in her mind thing, but it's time to set her as a complete person and roll completely through with it. She's too fluctuating, so we can't really buy into any of it. Although I will say, honestly, we need to ground Alex as well. So let's give Stephanie and Alex something that puts them through hardship and bonds them and makes them the super couple that they should be based upon who they're historically, family, Candace, you know what I mean?
Right.
Give them something hardship to bond through and then set them up as that super couple.
I will say this, and, you know, I feel as though with Alex, here's the thing. I'm going to still say that there's something that could have worked with Alex is that, okay, you do have him come on as a playboy a la Justin, okay? But, again, I feel as though there should have been a story, like, right now, he should have been, like, okay, I'm going to say this. The problem that I'm having, like, with Xander, I'm going to group Xander and Alex into this, was the whole Victor situation with the Will. I feel as though they took both characters, in my opinion, into completely different directions in which I did not like.
From who they originally were. Absolutely.
Right. I feel as though, with Xander, to me, knowing Xander's history, I'm like, okay, it was his come up. You know, that he was now a curiosus. At the same time, like, okay, you can still be the same Xander, but also got to say this. He became a father. Again, being a parent changes some things and puts you in perspective.
Yep.
But something has happened where I feel as though, and it's not Sarah, it's him, where it's like now he's like, quote-unquote, a curiosus. He has this arrogance about him that he didn't have before, if that makes sense. Like, it's like
that makes
still,
sense.
Like I know him, but I'm just like, okay,
yeah, yes,
becoming...
Candace, it makes exact sense. They've substituted
right.
What he was cunning. He's no longer cunning, but he is arrogant. They basically substituted his cunningness for the arrogance. You know, and that can happen for a while. People can, you know, put a mask on, put the costume on, but eventually your true nature comes out. But it's been a long time, and the true nature isn't coming out. It's a farce of the character of what used to be. And
yeah.
I kind of honestly feel the same thing about Alex. It's like they've almost painted Alex to be Ben without being Ben, the Ben history.
Yeah.
Now,
you know,
see, I look at it this way. With Alex, I'm going to take, because that's a debate I just don't want to get into with some people. But I feel as though with Alex, okay, you could have had Alex be that quote-unquote playboy, he just got swag kind of guy, right? We've seen this before. It's actually, the funny thing is, Xander and Alex mirrored each other in a way.
Yes, they do.
They both had the same persona.
They do.
This is where, again, and we kind of saw it when Alex had the threesome, Lord Jesus. But and then when he thought he was Victor's son, we saw something change. And I was hoping, I was like, okay, I get when he was Victor's kid, he then kind of took on that persona of, well, now people will respect me for being Victor Kyriakos' kid, instead of, it's sort of like the Philip problem. Like, Philip is having this problem. Michael on General Hospital had this problem. Adam has this problem on Young and the Restless. And Thomas, too, on Bold and Beautiful. They all feel as though their previous persona, like, everybody looked at them as a joke. But then something like this happens where you're now like the, you know, now people are going to be like looking at you because of who you are or related to or the position that you're in. That's for sure that once everything was done, Alex would kind of change a little bit, like his whole dynamic towards, you know, Stephanie, like where Stephanie is like, you know, like they would actually have something to go with. Where he wasn't such a puppy dog, and she wasn't such a, especially after what she went through, I just thought there would be better for them. But
that's what I was saying, Candace. There's the adultness of what would have really happened in real life conversations that just don't apply here, and without it, it's. There's nothing to hold on. We're not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the piece we're waiting for. Each of them have something to give each other, to share with each other, to admit to each other, to apologize to each other for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we gloss over all of it. So it doesn't give the feels that it should give and could give.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I do really feel like they want to take Alex away from that spontaneous bad boy that they introduced. And there's no reason for the progression. Go ahead, David. No,
is that it? You want to show him that he's got more responsibility, more of a responsible character?
Me personally, I'd rather keep the spontaneity. But I really don't care for that piece of it. What I'm saying is you have to actually put him through something or stick to something that gives him the reason to be the personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just keep throwing situations at the wall and letting them play with it, but there's no actual character progression, arc, growth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We do have to move on to another soap soon. So you guys want to give final thoughts on
–
go ahead, girl. That's what I'm saying.
I have something to say about Body and Soul. Now, Anthony, I love you. You know that. I know that you love that cupcake thing. I did not. I'm going to tell you why. I literally see this on Days of Our Lives maybe five times.
No, exactly. And wait, but Candace, that factors into why I actually love it, because it's so predictable, ugly, stupid, all of the adjectives, you know, pugs, those cute little ugly dogs. I look at a pug and I say, oh my God, you're so ugly. You're adorable. I love you.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
That's how I feel about this. You're so ugly that I absolutely love you.
I mean, but here's, I think, okay, I'm looking at it in the sense of, okay, first and foremost, if I ever go to Salem, I am never going to the bakery to get any kind of cupcake or pastry. One, I am calling the health department and shutting it down. What am I going to do? Shut it down. Okay. I think I know, again, you know, Ronald, first and foremost, happy birthday, baby. Two, when I say that I've seen this, like, again, I just saw this with the pasties, you know, with the, that's how we got Nicole and Eric, right? And that wasn't that long ago. And then I'm looking at this, it's the same show that gave me when everybody was drinking and they kind of copied off all my children. I said what I said, and I'm not taking it back. When they had, you know, everybody, like, hallucinating and stuff. It's cute, but like I said, with Body and Soul, and y'all know I came up with the theme song for Body and Soul. I was jamming to it and everything.
Oh, wait.
Anthony and David was it?
Did you show it to me?
What, the theme song?
What,
the song? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Body
yeah.
Body and Soul. Hey, and we was in the opening credits. Remember, Anthony, we was in the opening credits? We was like, remember, you was like on the bench. And I was like,
and we
were
jamming to the side with each other.
We
were jamming to the side.
I was there with Hattie. Hattie and me was like doing some bopping and stuff like that. And
girl, I borrowed Timothy from Passions just to be in that set. Mm-hmm. I knew I was going to not go off a game with that. Yes, I did show up with Timothy.
I was also in the background with Chanel and Alex. I was like, I was the girl that was whipping my hair around. I was like, hey, Body and Soul.
You was that crazy person outside the cafe that was screaming, this is taken forever and a day. This is taken forever and a day.
I really did. I was that person. I was like, can y'all hurry this intro up? Like, seriously, like, good grief. Like, hello, all the shows going on. But
Candace, honestly, don't think about it. We are laughing our butts off right now. Don't you get it? That's why I love the camp of the heart.
I get it, but at the same time, I have to do this. I feel this is the last go around for Body and Soul.
I am so with you. Body and Soul needs to be buried with Carly with no lifeline to Vivian. Body and Soul needs to be gone.
I'm just going to do this. I mean, here's the thing. Look, I'm going to be real. Because, you know, they made sure to say that the head writer died and all that. I'm like, ew! But I'm like, damn, Body and Soul.
Shade after shade.
And I think that's probably, like, again, I'm going to say this. At first, it did start as an acknowledgement to the actors who played other roles, right? Because I'm still trying to figure out, Dave, how y'all didn't get sued for having what's called the Tucker McCall. I don't get that, but respect. But then you started to
Honestly, Candace, who would sue? It was played so cute.
I mean,
who
it was
would
so
sue
cute.
For that?
I mean, like I said,
it was cute.
It was so cute. It really was.
Baby, I was eating Frosted Flakes, and I literally spit it all over my table. I'm watching it and eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes, and it spit all over the table. I had, like, you know, 27 bounties to clean this up.
It was funny because I think I said this on the show, a lot of people didn't know what the credits were. Like, we had to explain it's the characters that they previously played playing the characters that they played and everything. So, like, Deidre Hall's character was from All House, Our House, if y'all remember. Of course,
right.
James Reynolds, as you know, we know him as Abe, but on the film,
Generations,
yep. Yeah,
Generations.
Paulina was named after her mixture of 227 and another
girl.
So it was
Sandra.
Like, you know, and then you would have Mary Beth Evans. Really, y'all really had to do a mixture of Angela Thomas and General Hospital. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay.
Catherine. Belle.
Right. So the thing is that, you know, it was cute. It was cute in the beginning because they also were saying, you know, how soap fans do watch these soaps. You know, we grew up when we were sick. That's how some of us got introduced. But then something happened. And I said, you know what? Ronald and them, because I'm going to say them, y'all was being shady towards the genre. Because, again, you have to really, like, when I
Candace, what they were doing was being reactionary to the situation that they were in and the feelings of the people that were in it,
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest. There was a couple – okay, let's real quick before we go to the next show. That doctor on Body and Soul, again –
go ahead, girl.
I'm gonna be honest. Okay, hey Dave, if anybody y'all okay, we all know who that was. That was unemployment guy. I'm not even gonna say his name, but that was it. The whole Hattie and Bonnie coming to the set with the same dress for the photo shoot. Unless you did not like, I know a lot of people was like thinking that was stupid, but that actually really happened with Deidre Hall. Back in the day, there was a famous photo shoot of Soap Opera Digest with Elaine Falter, Susan Lucci, and Deidre Hall. Susan and Deidre came in the same dress. Deidre said, heck no. Susan Lucci said, well, I'll take off my dress and have my lingerie on. Bam!
Yep.
That was Susan.
Really? And I don't remember that.
Oh, yes.
Girl,
Susan
Lucci is badass. Always been badass.
Yeah,
she said straight up, I'll take off the dress and pose in my lingerie.
Bam. And it was, I will send you the picture of it. But then you had, like, the random hookup on a soap set.
Candace, honey, let's really call it for what it was.
Y'all was saying
it started out to be like the Pirates of Penzance, the, like, farcical.
Yeah.
Which we love, which was great. It was amazing.
Right.
They then decided to try to justify the soap world and the stuff that was happening behind the scenes in Days
like
of Our Lives.
They were going to a streaming network.
Yeah. You know, they were overthrowing scenarios to kind of justify what was happening behind the scenes and throw the digs in where they could.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. It was well written. It wasn't unintelligent by any means.
No.
But it took away. It was a problem for Days of Our Lives that needed the consistency, needed that you were going to be transitioning into a new way of telling story for your fan base. This hurt that message very much so fans were
pretty
questioning
much.
What the heck, you know, why are we watching two soap operas in one and we're not getting the beats that we need? Think about Nicole and think about, what was her name? The daughter, Holly.
Yeah,
thank you.
Holly.
Holly. Nicole off screen, Body and Souls. It was not a complete aside or snub or what, I don't know, but it was so disjointed we couldn't really feel the things that you wanted us to feel. It should have been ended a lot sooner than this. But having said all that, I do have to say the farcicalness of it all, I was tickled with it. Just please let it be dead. Please let it be dead. Please let it be dead.
Yep.
Please let it be dead. I don't want to hear about this anymore. All right. Anything else, either one of you, on Days before we jump to Los Angeles?
Real quick. I forgot something. I did forget this. Shoot, where's my paper at? I do have an announcement. for Days of Our Lives, actually. This is, I feel like I'm breaking news here. It's not breaking news, but it's news. First and foremost, thank you to everybody who reposted a picture of Drake Hogeson last week. Last week was National Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day. As you guys know, pancreatic cancer is the fastest form of cancer to take you out. Research is being done, but it's still not enough. Earlier this year, in September, we did lose our silver fox, Drake Hogeson. There's a group of fans who made bracelets, purple bracelets, that says, "We're swinging for the fences. Love, you know, always Drake." I'll retweet it under the Take Two, so that way I'll reshare it and everything else like that. But if you would like to make a donation, and if you're unable to make a donation, still spread the word, okay? Go to Pancreatic Cancer Action Network at www.pancan.org/donate in honor of Drake Hogeson. Come, and now that's one. Next week, by the time we come back, we're going to be talking about this. On December
2nd. Oh, God,
2nd,
girl.
Yeah, on
yes,
this, as we know,
gonna,
we know
that's
what
I was going to say before we transition, but go ahead.
Right. This week, as we all know, it is the thing that we are not, as you guys know, Days of Our Lives will not be off because it's on Peacock, so we're going to get all new episodes. But this week, we are going to say goodbye to Doug Williams, which is Phil Hayes.
Girl, I'm going to tell you to stop there for just one moment. I have been graced with the privilege of seeing the three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to tell you all right now, Susan Seaport, mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I honestly say this is one of the best. It is the most heart-wrenching. This is so real. You are all going to, your skin is going to split open with the rawness of the emotions. Go ahead, girl.
I'm going to say this right now. I usually watch Days in the morning. I'm not going to be able to watch it this week, like in the morning.
Don't do that before you go to work with the kids. No.
Right. I am going to say, I already know that fans who do not watch Days of Our Lives will be watching this in support because, again, when we lose people in the community, it isn't just about what show. It affects the whole community of daytime. And so with that being said, on December 2nd will be Days of Our Lives' 15,000th episode, which will also be Doug's funeral. On that day, fans are asking if we could go ahead and hashtag remembering Bill Hayes and share your favorite memory of Bill Hayes. And also at the same time, hashtag we love you, Susan, with a heart emoji, okay? If you are able, this is another one, to donate to one of Bill's favorite places, which is First Christian Church of North Hollywood, you can donate. And also the same people who did the bracelets also did bracelets for Bill Hayes. And so we're going to be wearing that too on December 2nd. You can visit www.fccnh.org/give. If you can't, still hashtag remembering Bill Hayes. Hashtag we love you, Susan. And, again, in the words of Mr. Bill Hayes /Doug Williams, we'll be loving you. Always. So there you go.
Always.
I'm going to jump back in here and I'm going to say this, okay? Whatever platform, whether it's, you know, VX, Twitter, you know, whatever that mess is, Friends, Blue Sky, Facebook, Insta, I'm going to tell you when you experience these episodes, please shout out, you know, for Facebook at Season Seaport Hayes, on that X thing, you know, please, I implore you, you are going to feel ripped open by these scenes. You're going to feel everything. And shout out. Please send the messages. Girl, tell them, Candace, tell them.
I'm going to say this, is that, we've been preparing for this, but...
And y'all all know, actually, I got the perfect PSA for this, because y'all all know, in general, I don't like Julie. Julie annoys me.
Yes, he doesn't like Julie at all.
I don't really like Julie. I don't hate her or anything, but I don't like her, but... Oh, my God, I'm ripped open, and you all will be, too, because this woman giving her everything to say goodbye to her, et cetera, et cetera.
Again.
Please take
– Again.
Again, exactly. To give it to us, to give us the moment to be able to go through this and feel this, take the time to put that little at symbol and send a message, whatever the social media you're on, please shout out this woman because...
And Dave Hayes. That's the handle, Dave Hayes.
These scenes ripped me open. They ripped me to shreds. I can't wait to be back in 2 weeks to discuss this with my family right here.
And okay. That's nothing. Real quick, I'm just going to say this. Just let me get even more personal. She did use some of the real stuff in these episodes. That tells you something.
Candace, you know, everybody listening, you are all going to feel ripped open. I think this is probably the best. Okay, I'm done. Candace, but you know what I'm saying, right?
I'm going to say this, yep. You know, you guys know how I always say, you know, when a soap does a tribute to the character and the actor, it can go either or. I mean, sadly, you know, we still got a sour taste about Joseph Mescala and some of us, but even John Anderson.
Yep. But you know what, Candace? We got his real-life wife.
Right, and that's why I said this is the first time that I know of that we're saying goodbye to a character and a real person, and the person who has been his rock for over 40-plus years is doing it two times. She did it in real life, and she's going to have to do it in real life. And so for me, this is going to feel different. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to feel different.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of
emotion. And that's why I implore and beg everybody listening, thank her for this. Because she did this for us. She set herself, she put steel in her spine and said, I'm going to do this. I'm okay doing this because the fans deserve it.
It's going to be, I'm going to say this. I know, real quick, I already have a funny feeling, but I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. We'll get to that. Next month, we'll talk about it because there is something that is in my heart, and I'm just kind of like, I'm going to notice a trend if they do it. But I will say is that, first, like I said, in all honesty, they're going to be back-to-back, both Bill and Drake. So kudos to Dave for the emotional, so stay tuned. And like I said, we'll repost the links for you guys to donate. And if you can't donate, don't put it out there, we'll
share it
So, okay.
All right. Let's jump over to Los Angeles. David. David. Okay. I'm going to do real quick because, I told you so. Had to get my little dance out there. Brooke and Carter. Who? All right. David Phillison, what is going on in Los Angeles?
Well, Carter came across an idea about the LLC tags, which if you sign it in the right place, it means you are the manager of Forrester Creations LLC. So So I know Carter got it in his head that if he signs in that spot, he would get, he, all he needs to do is get Steffi and Rich to sign, and they pulled a coup saying that they're in charge. No, well, Carter is. He wants to keep Hope out of it. So, lo and behold, Mama Bear comes along, and she's listening to this conversation. And Brooke is beside herself, and I was wondering which way Brooke would go, but I guess, as they said, blood isn't much thicker than water, especially if your name is Ridge Forrester. So Brooke,
okay, I'm going
to
stop you there for just one
Ridge.
Second.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you there for just one second because I understand both camps on social media right now, but it's a soap opera. Of course we're going to get this kind of drama setup situation. Okay, continue.
Yep. And it's setting up camps in both. We're going to see a lot of conflict in that because now that Ridge knows, oh, he is more than pissed off because he says Carter wouldn't do this to him. So we have to tune in and find out, and he says, what's going up? Carter change his mind before? Or will it be too late for him? Will Ridge find him out? Seek him out before that happens.
I love you, David, but you simplify things. I love you. You're so sweet. I love you, David. I have to say one thing.
Okay.
No, Candace, I know. I'm going to give the most of it to you. But I have to say two things quietly, quickly. Carter, Yellow Boys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, the whole setup is so wrong. The second thing, I told you so. Okay, Candace, go.
Okay, hey, Bold and Beautiful, what's up? It's me, Candace. How you doing? Lawrence, I love you. You know you're my brother. Thorsten, I love you. But seriously, all jokes aside, I've seen this storyline before. You know who I saw it from? Dustin and Bill.
Yup.
Yup.
And we saw it also, too, when Maya, in the female version with Maya. Yeah, go on.
Here's my problem. Okay. First and foremost, I'm sorry. If somebody comes in with a contract, I'm not going to just sign it. I'm going to read it.
I know.
And when I say read it, I'm going to read the first part where the, you know, blotted ink starts at. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And then I'm going to read over. Just because you sign it so many times doesn't mean that it's going to be the same thing over and over again. Two. Okay, Ridge.
Should have caught it, is that what you're saying, Candace?
Yeah, I'm like this. Like, first of all, I'm sorry. I know this has been a debate about, you know, with Steffi firing Hope and all that. I'm going to tell you something. If I was in charge of Force of Creations, I'm firing everybody in that place. Steffi, Ridge, Donna, Katie. I'll keep Brooke for a side project. Hope, Carter, all y'all getting out.
Girl, I'm on the same page.
Yes, because my whole thing is that, first and foremost, this is not a professional situation. Y'all are taking
it personally.
It's a personal situation. Carter, Hope, I need to talk to you right now in my office. Come here for a second. Okay, we're going to pretend I had an office.
I have one thing. Wait, Candace?
Yeah.
Steffi is a bitch.
They're all bitches. There, I said it.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, David, I'm sorry. I held on to Hope. I held on. A couple of weeks ago, I let go. They are all bitches.
Yeah, they are.
Stephanie is a bigger bitch and a better bitch.
And including all the guys, too. I said what I said. Here's the thing, Carter, Hope, let me talk to y'all. I need to talk to y'all for a second. Carter, especially you. So So you have felt that you have not contributed to the company in a very long time. Honey, I hate to tell you this, but you have contributed to the company. You just don't know it.
Hold on, Candace. Anthony, I think your guest is here.
Oh, we're going to take about a 10-minute break to have a conversation with an emerging new artist.
Are you ready?
David Lewis. Yes, I absolutely am.
Here we are. She's on. Jess?
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
How are you?
We're doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on today.
You know what? I really, really, really have been moved by your single. David heard it. I didn't give Candace the opportunity. I didn't get it to her. So she's going to hear it live right here. But we are in the middle of talking about soap operas. But we're going to transition to hear your single. It is a holiday celebration. Tell us a little about your song.
So this song is a cover of a theme song composed for a British short animated cartoon called The Snowman. And it's basically like our American Frosty, where a boy builds a snowman, snowman comes to life on Christmas Eve, snowman and boy fly through the sky to the North Pole and meet, who else? Santa Claus. So it's very ethereal, very airy. It is a celebration of nature and snowfall and winter. And funny, I've lived in Florida my whole life, but my mom's family is all from Buffalo, New York. So I was up there a few times as a kid in the winter and would do like tobogganing and sledding and stuff. But snow is not something I know a lot about, so it's ironic that I covered this song.
So, Jessica, not to put you on the spot, but so the listeners know I'm blind and I live life through technology, and the way I experience soap operas is different than the way some other people do. And you are a blind musician, but you composed and played all of the musicianship, all of the instruments on this piece. How difficult was that, and what kind of software did you use?
So I use a digital audio workstation called Reaper. I don't want to say that it's completely open source, but I do want to say that there is a community based around it. It's very community oriented. There is a one-time license for Reaper, especially for individuals and small businesses. It's extremely affordable. And what I do love about it is that people can write extensions for it. And there is a screen reader extension for Reaper, which is called Osara. And the QWERTY keyboard functionality and just extends it further, and it provides the ability for the screen reader to give you feedback on what you're doing and where you are on the screen, what position in time your cursor is at on the time ruler.
And all your verbosities,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. So I played the piano part through a digital piano, and then I also use another free open source software synth plugin called Surge XT that was also written with Juice application, meaning that they built in screen reader functionality and they labeled all the buttons, et cetera, so that one can navigate it using the keyboard, tab and arrow keys and different other combinations to move to different regions inside of it as well.
So let me ask you this. All the different parts you had to record, your vocals, all the mixing and stuff, how many hours would you guesstimate you put in for this, 3.5-minute single we're going to listen to?
I don't know for sure, but I do know that the whole thing has been months in the making and maybe a few hours a week over like 2 or 3 months time.
Awesome. Tell us the name of the song and then play it for us.
So the name of the song is called Walking in the Air. And then do you want to hear just a clip from the middle or do you want to hear it from the beginning?
We can hear the whole song if you have it ready to
okay.
go.
I do. Let me just skip it back to the beginning, and here we go. I hope this is not going to sound weird.
Wow.
That was
so
beautiful.
I will say this, when you actually download it and listen through like your AirPods and like 3D audio and all that, there's so much more to it. But it's so beautiful, Jessica. Tell folks, and there's a B-side, which is an exploration of digital nature and digital sound for the winter solstice that is equally as beautiful. Tell folks where they can get this so they can listen to it with, like, the full acoustics.
Yes, you need to get the full effect. So it is available for listening as well as downloading on Bandcamp. So if you go to jessicatomlinson.bandcamp.com, that's Jessica, JessicaTomlinson. .bandcamp.com. You can find it today. It just dropped this morning. And then in about a week and a half or so, certainly by the first week in December, it will also be distributed to Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your music. You should be able to ask your A Lady or your Google Lady, play Walking in the Air by Jessica Tomlinson in a week or so.
You know, I feel every time I listen to it, I feel like I'm, you know, kind of circling the earth, watching down and looking at everybody's different traditions and stuff. That's the feeling that evokes for me. I wonder if David or Candace want to react to the song or say anything to Jessica before we say goodbye.
I'll say this. So Jessica, this is my first time hearing the song, as Anthony said, and I did have my earbuds in. I actually do have it in. I like the tone, the like, just the calmness of it, of, you know, just kind of envisioning the picture, if that makes sense. You're welcome. I like enjoying the soft instruments, which also was medium tone as well. So I really did enjoy it. I actually pictured myself drinking hot chocolate and listening to it while the snow was falling down. So
Me too.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
So good job.
With gingerbread cookies.
Right?
Yep, gingerbread cookies and little candy canes and peppermints and even gingerbread
houses.
Candy cane is in the mug of hot chocolate. It's it's melting into the hot chocolate, and we use it to stir up the foam, whipped cream.
Yep.
All right, Jessica.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Jessica is an amazing artist. She's my friend. She's blind. You can find her. She is Jessica VI. She, you know, visually impaired, the artist on Facebook. Jessica Tomlinson.
Jessica the VI artist. Yep. Thank you all so much. I don't know if you want like a brief like audio or verbal description of like what the cover art looks like, but
No, honey,
the cover art.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I thought I lost you for a minute. The cover art is me in a red dress, and my arms are up like I'm flying, and there are huge, like really, really big blue and white snowflakes all around. There's like huge ones in the background, and then there's some small ones falling in front of me. And it was inspired by a picture of Celine Dion doing her Las Vegas show. She is also in a red dress. She's not on the cover, but it's shown like as a second photo for like, here was my inspiration. And then she has these two dancers that are beside her that have these huge like feather things that look like turkey or peacock tails. So the color scheme and everything was inspired by that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for joining us, Jessica, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, thank you so much having me.
Thank you for stopping in.
Yeah, take care. Enjoy.
Thank you all for listening, and please go check out Jessica's single. There's the other song is absolutely beautiful. It sounds like a hymn from, you know, church. Her voice is so amazing. All right, so we were in the middle of The Bold and the Beautiful Girl.
Yep.
I think you were in the middle of a very good
girl. My whole thing is that, look, at the end of the day, first and foremost, this is a company, a legit company. But Carter, you know that you are definitely going to get in trouble, right? You can actually lose your job.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, hey, Hope, I need to talk to you. Come over here. Honey, if you had any ounce of dignity in you, I would have just been like, you know what, fine. My company's gone. Guess what? I'm rolling out too. Jesus. I wouldn't even have gotten it to this point.
Do her own thing.
Do her own thing. But this is my problem. Stephanie, now I need to see you for a second. Girlfriend.
No, wait, but before we leave Hope, though,
I need to put Hope and Stephanie in the same office for just one second. Because I'm going to call both of y'all out for something. First and foremost, this Logan hate, this Forster hate, all this stuff. Let me tell you something
now.
Hope, you're not your mama. Steffi, you're not your grandma. Okay? So I'm going to put that to pastor. again, Sassy, I love you, but what kind of job are you doing? Because if I was Eric, I would have you fired, in a sense, because, again, y'all letting y'all personal situations overshadow what's really needing to be going on at this company.
Okay,
Sassy,
I'm
going to
stop you right there, Candace, because I'm going to say he has – hold up. Eric has taken the company away from both of his sons for reasons that he would have snatched it from you by now about five times. He's taken the company away from each of his sons. Go on, Candace.
But let me say this, and Stephanie, my whole thing is, okay, first and foremost, when you walked in, you assumed, without anybody saying anything to correct it, I have to get on you. You could have opened your big mouth and say what really happened. Now, with Stephanie, I believe
so could have caught her, though.
But Carter could have said that, but you know who else was
so could have Carter, though.
But
I'm sorry.
I know, but I'm also going to put Finn.
And so could have Finn, yep.
And Finn, because to me, my whole thing is,
Finn,
okay, I don't know what has happened, but Finn, baby, honey, I understand you want, you know, happy life, happy wife, but you should have also said something to the defense of Hope, like, okay, it's not what it looks like, I just came in, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Again, too, Jesse, you threatened this girl. You did say, and I quote, okay, the numbers of Hope for the future is sucks. It sucks. So you should have cut away with the company, okay? But instead, what did you do? You held it over Hope's head because you and your delusional mind, and I get it, it was signs that she was going to come after your husband. Well, Jesse, again,
she's not after you.
And you got what you preached.
Right. That's
and
not
you
a
got
boss
what
move.
You preached.
Right. That's not a boss move. That's an emotional damage because, again, you do not know how to handle your relationship with sin. And it's sad. Hope, again, like I said, before we got to that point, I would have said, you know what? I know that my company isn't the best. But I am not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be attacked every single day. I'm not going to have some dignity, woman, and roll out. You can actually start your own company. Carter, you didn't have to do all this. Because what you could have done, you and Hope, could find a secret backer or something like that, Rick, and come up with a company yourself. I'm sorry. When I saw what they were doing, I'm like, this is too much. I'm like, this is, I mean, I see it, but I'm sorry. I'm going to say it bold. You need to either or. You need
and
to
I'm just
going to
go back for one more moment and say, I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Because I told you guys the last show and the show before that this is where they were going with this. And caught up.
Yes.
Come on, boy. You're too smart for this. You are too smart for this. You know he can't.
He's too smart, but this is what I'm saying. Like for me, and I look, fans vote. Don't get it twisted. I know that they're writing around certain things because, in all honesty, let's just say it. This should have been a Thomas situation.
Thomas story. Absolutely.
Thomas versus Stussy. But we do not know still what's going on with Matthew, but I'm pretty sure that baby should have been born by now. But I will say this. It's not too far-fetched for Carter to be a part of this, but they just played the beat completely different. And like I said, this is reminding me of Justin and Bill. It literally is the disruption of Ridge and Carter's friendship. It is the it is giving me old school, but it's still not old school. And then let me talk to Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
go ahead, girl.
Go ahead.
Girl, I said this before. I'm going to say it again. I hope you know, again, I understand your loyalty to your husband. I just hope this does not bite you in the butt.
Well,
does,
you are very generous, Candace, because I'm going to say,
hold on.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Look, I think you and some other people Do underestimate hope. I tell you right now. Well, you forget the other part of DNA in hope is deep and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember.
Mm-hmm.
You she may be like Taylor in some layers. She is your daughter, Brooke, but don't count that DNA of Deacon Sharp, because what does Deacon do when he wants something? He's going to go and get it. And if somebody turns cold on him, he gets even. Brooke, I hope you know what you're doing, because also, by the way, Rich is also the same person that put you out the pasture, too, back in the day. Remember, Brooke? I'm just saying.
Okay. And so I'm gonna give my dear Brooke letter now. Dear Brooke, you know your man Rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know your man Rich. Girl, as your friend, as I've been with you for all these 37 years? No. What? How many years is it now?
About.
Yeah, 37.
37 years.
Okay, so being your friend all these 37 years, girl, you know your man. That's all I'm going to say there. Girl, your daughter has put up with, has looked past, has justified, has overcome, has been buried under, has written off, has been hanging off the cliff, was almost drowned. They had the paddles on her chest, clear, oh, boom, boom. Girl, you as a parent at this point should be better at understanding signs and reading the room. Having said that, I hope. It is time for you to give up the ghost. You ain't truly a Forrester. You ain't truly a Logan. It is time for you to let go and find you somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right, David.
Oh, I am.
Hope, fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. All right, I'm
where
sorry,
would
David.
You like
I, go ahead.
Place there, sir.
What?
Where would you like Hope placed?
On her own company.
I would like Hope and her brother to finally start decided that they're going to start settling some scores that really need to be settled. You know, both of them are beautiful, honestly. Jacob Young. There's some storylines that really could be explored that, you know, a lot of people would feed and fester in. Candace, right?
Yep.
All right. All right, Candace, you're up. You're up.
Okay.
We got some time. We're going to Genoa City.
This is going to be so quick, right. It's not even going to be funny, because y'all know this is the time of the year me and Young and Russell break this up all the time.
This call will be recorded.
Uh-oh. Are we still recording?
Anthony dropped.
Oh, okay. I think we're still recording.
I think we're still recording.
Yeah, okay, so I can do this real quick.
Yep, we are.
Okay. Okay, previously on the Young and the Restless, there was a head-on collision with Sharon and Phyllis. Oh, my gosh.
Serious.
Phyllis got hurt. Sharon walked away. She walked away, and she confessed to Nick. Guess what, folks? Guess who's back in town? You want to know who's doing all this stuff? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, not one but two villains. We got Ian, and we got Jordan. On the mean side of things, of the business part, Lily wants to work. Billy wants to work. I don't care about their storyline. But it also came to find out that Kyle got played. Why? Because Jack and Diane had a plan all along. They duped everybody. Yeah, and at the same time, Victor's now giving Diane the business. But is there a plan behind that? Tune in to find out. At the same time, Daniel realizes that it's because of him. Because if he wasn't drinking that night, Cassie would still be alive, Heather would still be alive, and Phyllis would still be up. So because of his decision back in the day, this is why Sharon wowed out. Oh, my gosh. Nick had no choice but to kind of turn her in. And Vicky was like, what? And Adam was like, oh, I could have done something. But on the mean side, of, on the other side of things, that's it. That's all I got. Oh, and Sally and Billy made love. Sweet, sweet love. So much love.
I want to be open with Billy
okay.
and Sally.
I really want Billy and Sally to be together.
Wait,
they are both such messes. I really want Billy and Sally to be together.
Wait a minute. I forgot something. I did forget something.
You did.
I did. And guess what, folks? No, you're not dreaming. It really did happen. They're together forever, always, and more. Yes, folks, Abby and Devon are together forever. Dan. Everybody came back for the big wedding. Woo-hoo! And then on top of that, Lucy came back. And apparently she met somebody named Scotty. We got to talk about that. And Phyllis woke up. It's a Christmas, a Thanksgiving miracle.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
Oh, and the Newman Ranch is back, too. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. Let me do my sentence. We got the ranch back. We got the ranch back. Do the cabbage patch. Come on, Anthony. Do the cabbage patch like we did in Body and Soul.
I'm doing the running man.
Okay. Oh, you're doing the
running
man?
Back to you. Yep. Running back to you.
And let's see. I think that was it. Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah.
Oh, and then
we are messy.
Yeah, no, we're kids.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. Diane. All right. I feel what they did here. They gave us the undersweep, like the skimmer in the top of the pool. You know, they gave us, all right. You have got to do something now with this. You've got to. We've got to get an understanding of what the trueness of this is. It's enough with the back and forth. Kyle, yeah, okay. I'm really not mad at that. Abby and Devon, I wanted this so much back in the day, right, Candace?
Yeah,
you know,
I remember.
How many times did we really want this, that it could have come down? I'm so lackluster, like, okay, thanks.
You're disappointed because you're as disappointed as I am because there was no...
There's no fire. There's no chemistry. There's no Caribbean drums. There was no nothing. You know, it happened. We wanted it at some point. Okay, thanks. I'm so disappointed. Sharon... I'm going to give you credit. Young and the Restless, I'm going to give you credit on this one. Y'all truly astound me with the way you can turn a story around at the end and make it, Candace, I don't even know what to say. Like, you know, like you can kick it just around the bend at the very end and actually kind of make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I enjoyed it, so I'm not really mad at you, but Candace, help me. What am I right now? What am I?
You're in between.
I'm stuck, right? I'm hanging in the middle of something, just stuck, not really sure where to put my feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You're hovering. You're hovering above, hovering in the middle.
I do think that there are two possible kind of places we can jump from here. And I guess we'll see. David, anything else you kind of want to highlight about Young and the Restless before we move on to General Hospital?
Just that Sharon said her last goodbye to Cameron. And close her eyes, you know, and that was it for him, I guess. Lyndon had a good run.
You know, I'm sorry. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed every single moment of that, and even the goodbye kind of, it gave me what I needed. I really enjoyed that piece of it. It could have been done in a better way with bigger storyline around it, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But the interplay between the two of them, I really enjoyed. Candace, what about you?
Okay, so as everybody knows, my sound is my voice right now. I'm so over this storyline. It's not even funny anymore. Okay, so let me just say this. Sharon Case, you have an Emmy reel. Michael Gross today,
yep.
You have an Emmy reel.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all really put something together, you guys can have something for Joshua Morrow. My problem is that I understand this storyline should have been so much more. But I feel it so, and you know what, Joshua, you have to call Joshua. I read your interview, and I'm mad at you. I am mad at you. First and foremost, I am mad that you said Strangers on a Train. Y'all know that's my seventh favorite movie of all time. How dare you disrespect it like that? Also, my thing is that we went on a build-up. We went on a roller coaster. You cycle. Okay, you did psychological 101. Okay, you had Cameron give her quote unquote like the thing she was thinking of. She was vicing it through Cameron. Okay, you took it too far. You took it too far because I said on the show she was going to take revenge because of what happened to Cassie. Young and Restless, I'm going to say this as much as I love you. I am Cassie fatigued.
That's it. Yes. This was it. We're done. Nobody else can have a mental breakdown and blame it on Cassie. Yes.
Right. Like, I feel it so, like, okay.
You milked the shit up.
Right. It's been now 8 months and 2 days since the story started. Yes, I did count this. I was glad that Daniel said what he said, but for new viewers who never saw it, Cassie is the one who, on her own merit, drove that car. I understand, as a parent, you are going to still feel a certain type of way because the reality is your child did this, but it's because of what and how it happened that you still get stuck on. I'm glad Daniel said what he said because he does feel like he's always carried that guilt with him. The problem is that it took 8 months and 2 days for us to get
figure
here.
It out.
Yeah.
I feel as though, like, with Phyllis and Sharon, we all knew darn and well this was going to lead to something happen to either Lucy, Faith, or Phyllis. And guess what? You hit all three of them. Look at that. Look at how so easy works.
Yeah.
But you took it to...
And killed Heather.
Mm. You killed Heather. Mm. Okay. But then you told us that it probably... Then we all... Look, we all knew. We all so detectives. It wasn't Sharon. So instead of making it the logic reasoner, the person that could have actually been tied into all of this who has history with Sharon, Heather, and Daniel, which was Daisy,
mm-hmm.
You had Jordan and Ann. And this is where I was like, Ray, it's nice to see Ray Wise. I love him. You know I love me some Colleen Saint. But this is where one of those things, you just sit down and you're just like... Make this make sense to me. Because like we was all saying, Ann, Mariah, Sharon, Phyllis, got it. Jordan after Claire. This, again, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. I'm sorry. Y'all, like, you can
It's just not rooted in anything. It doesn't make sense.
It's not making sense. To me, it would have been Daisy. It should have. Y'all mean to tell me
it
y'all
should have
find
been.
Somebody to play Daisy because again, for those who don't know who Daisy is, that's one of Sheila's offspring.
Honey, I would even have accepted Miss Kimberlyn Brown playing double duty on two soap operas and even be involved with Sheila. But go on.
Well, you know, I'll talk to you later. But the thing is that it would make sense with Daisy because first and foremost, Young and Restless, you need to build up your mid-younger cast a little bit. knowing that we know that Melissa Orway is out. Mm-hmm. We know she's, like, now on recurrence. Okay. To me, and not only that, but you already joined Claire. Claire should have been the psychotic demon on this show. She should have been the Dinah Marler of The Young and the Restless. But you chose not to go that route. So we do have Daisy. Daisy has history with Daniel. She couldn't stand Heather. She definitely, the last conversation she had was with Sharon. And you know she would come out for Lucy. And here's the thing. Victoria and Billy would have also kind of been left into this. Because why? Daisy had, because Victoria and Billy was Lucy's first set of parents. And Daisy had a problem with that. Do you see what I just did, folks? Do you see what I just said? I made an umbrella storyline that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Again, congratulations to everybody for an Emmy reel. I hope you guys get submitted for the Daytime Emmys come next year. But that's the sad part is that, to me, Josh, I know exactly what you did, and you did it, but you still made the story make no sense at all. At all. At all. Okay.
Well,
we got 4 minutes.
We got
let's
4 minutes for General Hospital.
Okay, General Hospital. I'm going to say it right now. They turned it around. It's been the best it's been in a very long time. We have an umbrella storyline.
Yep.
We have an umbrella umbrella storyline that started with Sam's death. I know, I'm going to say this, I've been saying this a long time. I know that it sucks that Kelly Monaco was let go. However, the blessing is in all of this is that with Sam's death, we got story for days from all of this, and it trickles down to Lulu's return. It trickles down to what Michael's going through. It trickles down, I mean, even before, wait a minute, let me go back up. It goes from Sam's death to the hospital investigation with Elizabeth to Lulu's return to Michael to whoever else. Y'all have seen this in 10 years, and I understand that, but I'm going to say this right now. General Hospital is popping right now.
Yep.
It's coming around, and I've been enjoying this show, I think, more than I thought. And I am excited watching Alexa in the role of Lulu. So
talk about that for a second. When the flashbacks started coming and all of that, I said, oh, no, there's some mind implementation that we're going to have to deal with in the next couple of months. This is some good. How good was all of that? You tell me you were not on the edge of your seats.
First and foremost.
I was. My question is, where was Laura in all of this?
Oh, I have some issues
with Laura.
She's
coming. Don't worry about it. She's coming.
I got some issues with Miss Laura. You're going to try to say that to Cyrus. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But save that for next week. Yeah, no, but definitely. Yeah. She's the mayor. She should have. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will go there in our next episode. Okay, real quick, one more other one. Yes, put Elizabeth in this situation. This is some real stuff. Okay.
This is so juicy. I love the fact that she is in front. Look, I love Rebecca Herbst. Y'all know I'm an Elizabeth fan first. I love the fact we got a lot of screen time. And shout out to Jason Morgan for actually stepping up.
Yeah.
For being a father.
All of them moving back home for their babies. Mm-hmm.
But I will say
Wake
this.
Up, everybody. Mm-hmm.
I will say this real quick. First and foremost, make sure to catch our encore presentations over on Blog Talk Radio. Pam, everybody, we love you. But I'm going to say this. I do miss Leslie Charleston as Monica. If that scene had Monica in it, you know we've been crying for days.
Uh-huh.
With that,
happy
Turkey Day, everybody.
Happy Turkey Day, everybody. We'll
happy
be back in 2 weeks.
We'll see you soon.
I love you guys.
I love you.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Hey, it's Jenny Garth here. The talk around GLP-1s is inescapable these days, but are you familiar with Future Health? They've made accessing qualified doctors who specialize in GLP-1s easier than ever before. My friend has struggled with their weight for many years. It was always up and down. She tried fad diets, never saw lasting results. So she started using GLP-1s, and not only did the weight come off, but she also gained more energy to do all those activities that she loved the most. I'm all about feeling my best and living my life in a healthy way. It's incredible how science is able to help us achieve that healthy lifestyle that we are all striving for. Future Health gives millions of people affordable access to knowledgeable providers who really know weight loss medications for less than $3 a day. Find out if weight loss meds are right for you in 3 minutes at tryfh.com. That's tryfh.com.
Tryfh.com.
Future Health is not a healthcare service provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.